Alright, I'm here. This one's mostly going to be me because I got a question from Cece that it was about why I chose to get a guide dog. And I'm right now kind of heavily in guide dog mode because our buddy Shane of Skynet Communications, who made this awesome server spot possible, it just came home with his guide dog. I got a tweet from him saying he's hit the ground and I haven't heard anything since, probably because he's exhausted and is dragging himself and his luggage and his dog home and is feeding the poor hungry pooch and finding a place to relieve the dog and all that fun stuff. So anyway, I thought I was in the right frame of mind to answer this one. So let's see. The very first reason why I thought about getting a guide dog is I met a lady by the name of Kim, who had a guide dog when I was about, 15 or 16. No, it goes back further than that. My dad's a Lions club member, and so he's always telling me about stuff that they're doing, and one of the schools, which sadly I didn't go to, oops, he funds a school called Canine Vision Canada, or Lions Foundation of Canada. I don't know which the proper name is, but it's a school in Oakville. Everybody knows it as Oakville anyway. So he was telling me about guide dogs and how people who are blind really like them. And he tried to explain to me when I was about 7 or 8 that the dog doesn't know the routes. You don't bring the dog home and go, take me to Timmy's. You have to know the routes, but the dog gets you around stuff. And I was like, that'd be kind of cool. Because right now, I have this cane, and of course, back then, I'm really crappy at my cane skills because I just got it. I'm like, I'm bumping into stuff all the time. Maybe this dog thing would be a good idea. but I kind of didn't think about it after that, and I'd seen a guy come to my school, and he talked about how awesome the guide dog was, and I thought, that's kind of cool. And I like dogs. That was my first kind of thing that led me towards thinking about a guide dog, because I really think if you're not a dog person, you don't do it. Sure, at the heart of it, a guide dog is a mobility tool, but at the end of the day, you have to live with this beast.
That's and
you
one have of the to, reasons I don't have one.
Exactly, and you have to pick up its poop, and you have
deal
to...
Deal breaker. For me, also a lunch killer.
And you have to deal with its behaviors, and you have to figure out how to convince it that, no, I don't want you on my bed, or if it decided to do that, or, no, I really don't want you jumping on my Aunt Mabel and knocking her to the ground because maybe she'll break a hip and then I'll feel really bad. Or so you have to figure out, and you have to figure out what the dog's trying to tell you. And if you can't speak dog at all, like it's just beyond you, I don't know, dog goes woof, that's all I know. It's not going to go so well unless you're a real quick study and you change your tune on your feelings about dogs. I laugh when people are scared of dogs and then get a guide dog. I know these ones are well trained, but if you're... Oh, no.
Here we go.
Firecracker just went off. I know they're well trained, but they're still a dog. If they get a dog moment in their head and scare the jeebers out of you, how are you going to cope? Oh, yeah. Another thing that you might have to do, if you're not a dog person you won't enjoy, go into the dog's mouth and retrieve some chocolatey goodness that it picked up off the ground. Especially, dogs like to do that when they're young and they're trying to figure out just what they can get away with. So anyway, you have to be a dog person. So I had a dog as a pet, and I thought, yeah, I'm a dog person, all right. And then I got older, and I met Kim, who I was just about to talk about, and then I realized, no. So anyway, met Kim. This is the most stupid.
But hey, it's important. You got to remember the history for possibly.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I feel bad.
Do you want anything? I'm about to go in for a second.
Maybe get me a spraspberry or sprongeberry or whatever.
A sprongeberry?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sprite, orange juice, and raspberry.
And raspberry. Sourpuss
vodka.
All right.
Anyway,
you want one of those on ice? I assume.
Yes, please.
Consider it done.
Yeah. So
Kim,
I went to a camp, and I met Kim, and she was talking about how much her dog helps her out, and I saw it in action, which was a really huge moment for me. We went to this mall, and the two of them took off so fast. I I was like, holy crap! Even if I knew this mall like the back of my hand, I would not be able to go that fast. At all. What the hell's that kid yelling? Anyway, I wouldn't be able to go that fast at all. Ever. Never. So I'm like, I finally caught up to her. And I said, are you just naturally a speed walker? And she said, no, that's my dog. And I went, holy crap, that's awesome. Because I'm short-legged person. I used to walk pretty slow. I think because one day I was walking around my house, and my brother had a bucket of water out, but I didn't realize it. So the phone was ringing, and I was running for the phone. Ptoosh! Ass over tea kettle into the bucket. There was water on me, water on the floor, water everywhere. And ever since then, I kind of walked a little slower. But I walked really slow, I guess, at school, and they used to call me speed bump. So I thought, damn, if I can walk really fast, no more speed bump. Yeah! So, thought about that for a while. But this is when I was about 15, 16, and for a long time, I wasn't sure about getting a dog because I was afraid of vet expenses. I was afraid. I was wondering just when I was going to go off and stay at a training center for 4 weeks. Because I was in high school, and then, you know, sure, there were summers off, but there were camps I was going to. And I thought, and when exactly am I going to have 4 weeks to spare? And I also, just wasn't sure. I didn't know enough questions to ask and enough people to talk to sort of figure this all out. Like how, I just knew it was a lifestyle change, but I didn't exactly know why. So then I think my next person who helped me on the journey towards getting a guide dog was a friend of a friend. And I got to spend the day with her. And she answered a lot of my questions and talked about all the things she'd been through and sort of, helped me realize that what the daily routine is like, and it's not, like, taxing and, you know, because I was thinking, I have enough trouble remembering what in heck I'm supposed to do, let alone now I have to feed this dog and take it out to pee and do obedience and, but she started talking about when she did it and how it just sort of fit into her routine and so I spent hours with her just sort of listening. And she did something that you probably shouldn't do. She let me walk down the sidewalk with her dog. Now, her dog was 10, so she's like, this dog is not going to get confused by you, because she's been my dog for 8 or 9 years. Thank you.
Quite welcome.
So
I'm gonna go shut the bathroom on Scaredy Pants.
Yeah, you do that. Shut the bunker. So she let me walk down the street with this dog, and it felt amazing. I went around some stuff, and I went really fast, but I didn't feel out of control, like I was being pulled by a freight train, and I didn't feel like I was, you know, out of control, because there was a joke when I was a kid. I was about 6 or 7, and we had a little poodle, and my brother handed me the leash, and we were out in the bush, and he said, this is your guide dog, and the poodle was, of course, not my guide dog. It was a poodle, pet poodle, no training, and it took off after something, barking and lunging. And I said, if this is a guide dog, I don't want one. So, of course, in my head, I had already figured out that my brother was joking, you moron. And that was not a good example of a guide dog. But to actually feel myself walking down the street beside a dog and feeling steady but fast was amazing. In fact, the friend had to call me back. No, 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 you can't keep going. I just wanted to keep walking just to see what I would find. So I finally decided, yes, I do want this. And that's when I sent my applications in. I think at this point, I can't remember if I'd already submitted my applications, but I sent my applications in and started the process. I went for my first dog right after university. It was another one of those valuable lessons in you can't plan for everything. I I said to myself, I'm gonna finish school, then I'm gonna get this dog, and then I'm gonna get on with life. I'm gonna watch how many doors this opens for me. You know, his next stop is volunteering and finding a job and, you know, taking on the world and grabbing it by the tail and... What does Matt Foley say? I'm gonna grab the world by the tail and pull it down and put it in my pocket. Anyway, I was determined this was gonna happen, so I got my first dog and her name was Babs. And...
Now, did you live in a van?
No!
Down by the river!
I didn't live in a van down by the river! Thankfully, because that would have been really bad. I lived in an apartment next to people who may have come from a van down by the river. I'm not really sure.
I think for some of the people you live next to, a van down by the river would be a significant step up.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know if they could afford a van.
No, they may not have been able to afford a van down by the river. So,
the river rats would look at them and go, "Frig off, people."
Yeah, you're horning in on my food supply.
Yeah.
So
polluting the river.
Yeah. Get off my river lawn. Yeah.
Get off my lake.
Yeah.
Or something.
You bastards. So, so I got Babs, and well, no good. We weren't a good match. The school put me in a retrain class when I was a newbie. Fail. And then Babs had a lump, which I noticed in class. I brought it up. Nobody wanted to acknowledge it. They finally said it was a fat lump. This is not the school I went going to now. This is a different school, just so you know. They said it was a fat lump. I came home, and after a particular hard day of Babs slamming me into every parking meter she could at a high rate of speed, I discovered that her lump was bleeding. And kind of freaked out and took her to the vet, and we found out it was not a fat lump. They removed it, and it was a tumor. Benign tumor, but a tumor, and caused by allergies, and soon there were tumors everywhere. So, we made the school, said to me, you know what, if you want to retire her, maybe you should. And we were having such a rough time that I just, after bawling my eyes out, decided that that was probably the best course of action, because she was crazy, probably because she was ill, and I didn't know how to handle it, and I just...
This is what, 2 months?
This was, yeah, after 2 months of working together, I had to send her back, but all the good times that we had together solidified for me that, yes, I do want to try again. So, I opened up my application again and said, yes, I want a dog from GDB. And Chuck arrived and interviewed me, and we went on a route, and I epically failed because I didn't know much of my area, just basically 2 blocks to the bus station, and that was it. And I was also probably a wreck because I just sent my dog back. Didn't want to admit it at the time. I just, you know, I kept saying to myself, I only had it for 2 months. What's your problem? You know, move on with your life. You still have this itinerary that seems, you know, ironclad. You have all these stops on the bus route of life. You have to get your job search going, and, you know, you don't have time to be stupid about this. Get another dog. Well, bombed the interview, and Chuck said, how do you think that route went? Which he says about every route, but you can tell by the tone of his voice how he thought that route went. And he agreed with me. It sucked. I said it sucked, and he just said, well, I'm glad you realized that you had some problems. He was very professional and awesome, but told me, I think you're gonna have some work to do. And so they said, you know, think about talking to us in the spring when you've learned a few more routes and stuff like that. And I moved, learned a long route. And he showed up again. I said, hey, Chuck, how do you feel about a long walk? So I took him from our place to this store that's now closed, and went awesome. And he shook my hand, and I could just tell by the way it felt that this was going to be a successful process. So, yeah, I got accepted in 2007. I got Trixie, and the rest is history. So, I think... a lot of things helped me make the decision. It was a lot of just watching other teams and seeing how fast they could move and how the things they got, they could get their dogs to help them with. And I thought, yeah, I think I could do this. And then just the right time. You know, it just felt right. Because I tried once in 2005, and I really don't think I was ready. And the universe decided to slap me in the face and show me that, yeah, I think you need to try again. So, I don't know if that helps at all, but that was sort of the process of me going from, do I want one, to yes, I do. If you have any more questions, fire them in my direction, and I'll try to answer them. And, yeah, until next time. This is Karen, and we're done another audio thingy.